welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, let that play. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Freedom Pain, 1967, Bring the Boys Home. Let that play. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. That song came out right in the middle of the Vietnam War, right at the heart of all of those soldiers dying and the pain that was felt in the country at that time. A great, great song. If you ever get a chance, listen to Freda Payne's Bring the Boys Home. Now, I wanted to talk about a story. A man who traveled to inject patients with fake vaccine across the nation gets no jail time. He made over $200,000, and yet he got no jail time. Somebody explain to me how that can possibly be. A man who claimed to be a biotech executive who was convicted on charges of promoting and administering his own fake COVID-19 vaccine has received zero jail time. Johnny Stein of Redmond, Washington, was sentenced to 5 years probation this week after being charged with introducing misbranded drugs to interstate commerce, according to the Department of Justice. Now, anytime you are charged with interstate commerce, it's a serious, serious issue. And many have gone to prison. It's a federal crime, interstate commerce. Not a local crime, it's a federal crime. This is a difficult, troubling case, Judge Brian Tushita said during the hearing. It would be completely reasonable to send you to jail. Yeah, yeah, why not? But I'm going to give you a longer probation sentence so we can keep an eye on you. What? What? It should be a longer jail sentence, but you're going to give him more probation so you can keep an eye on him? You certainly, there are plenty of folk in central cities across this nation would love to have a judge who says that. Well, we'll be able to keep an eye on you better on probation than when we have our thumb on you in jail. Stein, who claimed to be the founder and president of a company called North Coast Biologics, began posting on social media in the early days of the pandemic that he developed a vaccine against the virus. He was offering to inject the purported vaccine for $400 to $1,000 a dose and traveled around the country doing so, authorities said. And I bet he gave most of those shots to Republicans. Who in their right mind would accept a vaccine from somebody they didn't know and pay between $400 and $1,000 to have it administered? I don't know. Maybe Republicans. I'm sure that was the case. U.S. Attorney Nick Brown said Stein pocketed more than $200,000 from the scheme. The Food and Drug Administration was first tipped off to his actions through a social media post. Now, how ignorant can you be? You're posting this stuff on social. I don't understand people. Listen, I really, really don't. This guy made $200,000. It doesn't read anywhere where it said he had to give it back. And posted this stuff on social media. Do people think nobody's reading social media? I mean, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on social media, but there are people whose job it is to follow what's happening there. In April 2020, the Washington State Attorney General issued a cease and desist letter to Stein, directing him to stop offering his fake vaccine. But Stein said the letter just increased demand for his fake product, which he then began to describe as an immunogen. Months later, Stein was in contact with the undercover agent and traveled to Idaho to administer the fake vaccine to them. Authorities contacted Stein in Idaho and seized his product. They also raised Stein's warehouse in Richmond, Washington, where his personal lab was located. I don't know. But I always hear constantly about the crime rate in cities. And that all of those people who are committing crimes need to be locked up. Is there a bigger crime than that? Yeah, murder. Yeah. Well, they're breaking into stores. They're stealing things. Okay. Lock them up is the cry in the central cities, from outside of the central cities. We've got to make stiffer penalties for those who commit these crimes. Stiffer penalties, they're stealing. This man, $200,000, injecting people, risking their lives, and he gets a slap on the wrist? I don't know, but I'm willing to bet the farm that his skin color wasn't black. I'm willing to, you know, give my newborn. Oh, I don't have a newborn. If I ever had a newborn, you know, my firstborn. I'll give him up. If this guy, skin color, was black, we know that's not the case. But then why in the world? It's another one of those things that we look, where we look at this and we say, you know, only in America, you know, this man should be locked up. And he should be locked up for a long time. And this happened at the height of the pandemic when people were terrified. The Food and Drug Administration was aware of what he was doing, and they gave him a cease and desist. They gave him an opportunity to get away with what he had already done. But his appetite became so insatiable that, you know, and people became, you know, the P.T. Barnum, there's a fool born every minute. And he just continued. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We're going to bring the next segment of the show back to the state of Wisconsin. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.